They're banked in with experience, and obviously they've got the finances there now to take them to the next level. So they'll be well and truly in that top five. But I knew Newport and Grimsby will be probably our biggest test of the season so far.
Yeah, you look at Grimsby, and still even now, I know they've been at this level for a few years now, but you do a double take and think, oh, they aren't in the Football League anymore. They're one of those sides you expect to be in the Football League.
Yeah, I think that comes with a lot, doesn't it? You know, with only one going up. Yeah, I think that automatically, and I think that puts pressure on teams, and especially the big teams when they get to the playoffs, they do get jittery. So, they're going to be there or thereabouts. I saw the recording of the game against Wrexham last week. They play very, very well. You know, again, they're full of experienced players. So we know it's going to be a very, very hard game. But we've got to keep doing what we're doing, believing in ourselves, getting forward, playing with a smile on your face and getting in amongst them.
In terms of Grimsby, do they like to get it down and play? Are they one of their sides?
Yeah, they're a good footballing side, but the set pieces, they're very, very dangerous. You know, they've got five lads that are a decent size, and they're complemented by the other players. So yeah, so team wise, I think they're good. And when they turned Mansfield over 4-1 during the week, I wasn't surprised one bit.
I know it's only two games as such, but at least the fans here, and certainly the players who were here the last couple of seasons, got used to winning here again, because I'm sure you've realised before you came here the home record was pretty desperate.
Yeah, it was very desperate. To win the first two league games was very, very important, and you can tell that people are behind us. But just because we get dented by a defeat, or even if it's two or three defeats, we're going to come back. I don't want players coming into training feeling sorry for themselves. We've got a point to prove, and if we get everybody back fit, I know we'd be a decent side. But if we get hit with a few injuries, then it might be a bit of a struggle for the time being.
Yes, the acid test, of course, how you bounce back from Tuesday night.
Yeah, no, they will do. I've told them, coming Thursday, smart, we're going again. So there's no hiding places, and I don't like it. But the great thing about football is you play Tuesday, you've got a game Saturday, and if the things don't go according, you've got a game Tuesday, so we just keep turning up.
It is transfer deadline day, I think. Are you likely to be trying to do anything?
Is it? it depends what you're trying to look for, no, I'll probably say at the moment we're not, but I've got people coming in to train with us and have a good look around, so at the moment... It's a little bit awkward, with the games coming thick and fast. It would be nice if we could bring one or two in, but we know where we are.
So a number of players who are currently unattached, is that the sort you're looking at?
Yeah, I think you've got to, and there's some decent players still out the game, so if we can attract them down here at the right times and get their fitness levels up, they're prepared to come in and train with us for a couple of weeks, then let's have a look.
One or two you mentioned after Tuesday night were carrying knocks. How are you looking there? Marley Watkins was one, I think.
Marley took a knock on his ankle, he should be okay. And Andy Gallagher, he wasn't actually going to start the game. He was getting pains in his chest and everything, and down the side, and their doc actually said, I wouldn't recommend him to start, so it was a decision that Andy made for himself, and he got through the game all right.
So all in all, if you look at the league record so far, you've got to be pretty pleased, really.
No, we are happy. We're happy because I think five games are gone, and I think we've played well in all five games. So that's not bad, rather than, you've won a couple and you've played poorly in three games. We're not actually going onto the training pitch and going, well, we need to work at this, we need to do that, we need to do this. We're just going, same again, lads, same commitment and play with that tempo.